Interconnected voices.
Funny enough, it was pretty much a year ago today, I think. It would have been a Saturday, July, summer. And it was for my friend's birthday. I feel like she was 10 to 23. It's sunny, it's hot. And where was it? It was in, you know, like the venue changes and whatever. So they give us the venue and it's in Stables in Camden. I was the first one to arrive, as always. I get there, you kind of go through like this cobbled alleyway type thing, and you can see there's like, as you get closer to where we're meant to be going, you can just see a lot more confused black women, to be fair. More like, where are we supposed to be going? I don't know, where are we going? And then it kind of takes you on this weird little journey up some stairs onto like a rooftop and then round a corner. And then there's like this queue. And again, like you realize it's just boozy brunches, really. You know, there's a bunch of black women in the queue and the vibe's already good. People are just like, oh, I'm really excited. Oh, I've never been. The outfits vary. But the thing I really enjoyed the most is like the age groups vary. So you had, like, you had people going for a hen party. You had people going for hen parties. You had, like, my friend turning 23. I feel like at one point we're holding, like, 3 drinks each, and they're massive. And we're just trying to drink them. I've never seen bartenders look so overwhelmed in my life. Like, they were stressed. You could see it. And it's, like, these 3 white bartenders, literally one woman there, like, behind the bar, picked up a jug, and as soon as she picked up, like, she was pouring, and as soon as it got to a certain point, people just grabbing. She wasn't even, like, she wasn't even able to finish pouring before people were grabbing cups. But yeah, the vibe, they had music playing outside, and it was just, it was a vibe from the start. I think particularly being in the UK, it's just, it's tied to a lot of people's heritage, and it's nice to be able to celebrate these situations and these things without feeling like you're on display or having to explain yourself or having like weird microaggression questions. Like, people don't even realize, like, oh, you can really do, oh, can you show me how to twerk? Oh, no, I know you can do it. It's like this, I don't want that. Oh, I love reggae, let me just play Bob Marley, when you're not realizing there's a breadth of music. And that's the thing as well, although it's the reggae brunch, it explores soca, explores reggae, when it explored bashment. Like, it wasn't just one thing, it was dancehall. They went through everything. Like, it's just, it's something where you can really celebrate and can continue on your culture, even though, like, you know me, like, I'm African, I'm not of that culture, but even so, it's just, it's music also that has influenced a lot of stuff that we listen to today. So it's something, it just resonates, it feels good, you're happy, you're amongst company. It's somewhere where you can just buck up with other people who understand and feel the same and enjoy stuff the same way. And it's just, it's different. You don't want to always be in a club listening to pop music, and people are moving and like everyone's moving to their own beats. In this, you're one, if that makes sense. Like, the music hits and you all just become one body, one person sort of situation. It's just, it's a different feeling that is necessary to feel.